Have you filed your taxes yet? Tax Day, April 15th, is just 2 days away. So all you procrastinators, you better get on the stick now. We don't have individual state income taxes here in Washington. The Nonpartisan Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy says our state's tax system is by far the most regressive in the nation. So what does that mean in real terms? Seattle Times economics columnist John Talton says just look at the numbers.
Nearly 17% of a working poor family's income goes to pay state and local taxes. In Oregon, it's about 8%.
And is there a specific reason for this?
Sure. We don't have an income tax.
That's it.
That's it.
The simple answer. I'm talking with Seattle Times economics columnist John Talton. And this lack of an income tax has come up over and over again for politicians and for voters. Former King County Executive Ron Sims ran a very unsuccessful gubernatorial campaign on the income tax issues. Why is this so taboo?
I guess part of it is custom. People like the way things are. Nobody likes to pay taxes. The state kind of muddles along. And it is the one thing that tends to unite most of the political spectrum for reasons that make Washington yet again less of a blue state than people would think.
You say nobody likes to pay taxes, but we don't pay income taxes. We pay other kinds of taxes, don't we?
Well, taxes are the price of civilization. But changing these customs and building a political coalition to make it happen has proved almost impossible.
What would it take to implement this kind of tax?
Well, as I said, you'd have to have a powerful political coalition that would either elect legislators to do it or put it on the ballot as an initiative and get enough people behind this to implement an income tax. That requires a populism we just haven't seen so far.
Listeners may remember a couple of years back, there was an initiative circulating that would implement an income tax on high earners. And despite the backing of some high earners who were trying to push that through, it also failed miserably.
Yes, it did. And again, it you know, there is this what's the matter with Kansas syndrome after the Thomas Frank book of the American, especially white working class, voting against its self-interest. And that's certainly on display here.
You think that's it, that people don't understand it? Or is it just like you hear tax and you cross your fingers and put a sulfurous match up to scare away an evil spirit?
Well, ever since St. Ronald Reagan and even before that, taxes have been a dirty word. And unlike in Northern Europe, Americans don't see what they get for their taxes. You know, they don't ride the high-speed trains and things like that. In Northern Europe, taxes are high. People really see what they get for their money. But taxes for 35 years have been a dirty word in American society. And so the person who would be most likely to benefit from this, especially if they are in the white working class, will be very likely to vote with the elite.
So should, by some stroke of lightning in the legislature and across the state, we would decide to implement an income tax in Washington state, would that make our system fairer?
It would make it fairer. You can go across the Columbia River and see it at work in Oregon, and where the percentage is about 8% of working poor that's their income that's paid in state and local taxes. But the problem is much more systemic. It's nationwide. Every state has a generally regressive tax system. So the poor pay much more of their income than the rich do. This is very different than the zenith of the middle class in the 60s and the 70s and the 50s, when the rich paid much more of their income. I mean, under that communist Dwight David Eisenhower, the richest paid 91%.
Just a last question, and of course this is out of the realm of your usual job, economics columnist, but there are probably listeners who have yet to hit that send button on their tax return or actually put a stamp on the piece of paper and stick it in a mailbox. Attitudinally, you know, how should we be thinking about the taxes we pay to the federal government?
Taxes are the price of a civilization. Taxes are the price of the nation. If people don't like paying their taxes, we should have fewer military adventures. We should have more nation building at home, because more nation building at home will generate higher economic returns, and everybody under the right policy will benefit from it.
You have that slogan, taxes are the price of civilization, on the wall of your little cubicle where you write?
I try to keep my bumper stickers to a minimum.
John Talton, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Marcy.
John Talton's an economics columnist for the Seattle Times. He joins us every other Monday on The Record.